You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Erica. Welcome to episode number 15 of Erk FM. Now, as you are probably aware by now, if you are a regular listener to Erk FM, I am in the United States as you are hearing this, so this particular program is pre-recorded. If you are a new listener to Erk FM, welcome. Over the next few weeks, I will be in the United States and the shows will be pre-recorded and the shows are a range of particular shows on different themes. Each week on Erk FM, we present to you Podsafe music down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, regardless of the fact if I'm in Windsor or Washington DC. Now, as always, we thank our music partners, the Podsafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, IODA PromoNet, and musicsubmit.com. However, on this particular episode, we are going to feature podcast themes. Now, of course, you've heard the podcast theme for Erk FM, and the total theme, including the Blueberry message, including the Amped message, and including the theme tune, goes for a grand total of 37 seconds, as does the closing theme for Erk FM. Now, in episode number one, I featured a range of podcast themes, and it was my aim to feature them in full. I know there are some podcasters out there who are lucky enough to have someone write them a jingle, or they're talented enough to be able to create their own, and then you've got others who will get their theme music via software, things like Apple Loops and many of the audio products have inbuilt loops in them, and that's fine, and some people prefer that. But what some people prefer to do, and I actually prefer to do this as well because I find it quite easy to do, is that I find a song, a Podsafe song from somewhere like the Podsafe Music Network, and I incorporate that as the theme. I try and make it relevant to the particular show, or sometimes I just like the guitar bit and I just take the guitar bit. So the aim of the game today is to feature these songs in full, and the majority of the songs are in full. There's a couple there which only are very short, because normally their job is just to get you into the first 10, 20, 30 seconds of the podcast and that's it. But I thought that it would be nice to be able to actually hear the whole song. And indeed, some of the podcasts that you will be listening to today, or the themes of the podcast you'll be listening to today, I'd actually hadn't heard the songs in full until I went through and was researching this and I was getting all the songs together for the show, and I was listening to them, and some of them are quite cool and could actually make it onto Erk FM under their own merits as songs and not podcast themes. So today we're mainly talking about the podcast rather than the artist. In some cases the artists aren't identified, or I couldn't find a website for them, and so that's cool, but it's mainly about the podcast. On the show notes at erkfm.com, you can indeed find a link to all the artists, the names of the songs, and also the names of the podcasts. So let's get straight into the music today. And this particular one is very, very short. It doesn't have a name, but it's from Insomnia Radio. And there will be many different themes from various members of the Association of Music Podcasting, because that was one of the main places that I spread the word. And so Insomnia Radio, like many of the others, is actually a music show, very similar in concept to IRC FM. However, Insomnia Radio has been going since 2004, so they have been going a long, long time, considering that it's now 2009. This is one of the shorter ones. This is probably how a theme tune should sound, sharp, catchy, and gets you into it. I'd actually love to hear the whole thing, but I don't have the whole thing. This is the theme tune opening for Insomnia Radio. This is the theme song to my show. That was quite cool. So that's quite high energy and excitement. Now we go on to the next song, and this is from the podcast How I Got My Job. And the whole idea about this particular podcast is to interview people. It's a short podcast, about 20 minutes long, and ask them how they got their particular job. So if you are in the job market, and with the global financial crisis, have a drink. There are a lot of people looking for work, so this podcast may indeed be one for you to have a listen to and be inspired. Now, the actual song is called Funk in A. Gee, you'd have to be careful here, you'd say that quick on a Friday night after a few cans, wouldn't you? And the song is by Pat Zelenkia. I hope I haven't butchered that too much, but this is from the How I Got My Job podcast. Links to all the podcasts and all the artists are on irkfm.com. And don't forget, you can email me as well, irkpod@gmail.com. And that was from the How I Got My Job podcast, and that song was quite cool indeed. You will find that some of these songs may indeed be instrumentals, just like that one. Not that I hate instrumentals. Actually, I love instrumentals. And I'd be interested to know of you, the listener, would you listen to an entire IRC FM episode completely made up of instrumentals? Let me know, IRCpod@gmail.com. And if I get some positive comments, I will do that when I return from the United States, and that'll give me a bit of time to find some instrumentals with our music partners. Now, the next particular podcast that we're featuring is the 1 Minute How To podcast. And again, all links are in the show notes at IRCFM.com. And this song is called James Brown by Ardaki Mikulic. And it's quite interesting because the actual song goes for 5 minutes and 8 seconds, which is well and truly longer than the podcast itself. On the 1 Minute How To podcast, the idea is that everyone knows how to do something. Whether it's how to do a podcast, open a car door, go bowling, hammer a nail, or whatever. Even drive a train, who knows? We may even have a train driver in the audience, who knows, apart from the host. But the 1 Minute How To podcast is simply a show where you have 1 minute to explain yourself. And I've probably taken more than 1 minute to explain what the podcast is actually about. But it sounds rather cool and one to check out if you don't like long podcasts, and I'll definitely be checking that out when I come back from the US. So this is the theme tune, which obviously doesn't go for 5 minutes and 8 seconds on the podcast, from the 1 Minute How To podcast.
Czego nie może widzieć nikt. Wiem, gdzie granica światów jest. Widzę, gdzie jesteś, gdzie kończy się. Bardzo wyraźnie widzisz tak, czego nie mogę widzieć ja. A między nami droga ta, co nie ma końca. A między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami. Nie potrzebuję żadnych map, na pamięć swą drogę znam. Napotykany w głowie smak, do ciebie wciąż mnie gna. Na stałe mieszkasz we mnie, tam gdzie się kończy świat. A między nami jest ten świat, co nie zna słońca. A między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas. A między nami czegoś brak, a między nami. We'll be right back. czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami. Na popularnych liniach dnia, jak wąsi ciągle ślizgam. Na kratach świata jestem tam, gdzie ciebie spotykam. Środka mnie połyka, wypluwa mnie jak cień, co zbyt szybko mija. A między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami, a między nami czegoś brak, daleka droga dzieli nas, a między nami czegoś brak, a między nami.
And from the same host of the 1 Minute How To podcast, George also presents a new podcast, which is called The Sounds of Ambience. And I quite like ambient noise because that is one of the basis of one of my other podcasts, Echo Romeo Kilo, where I go outside. But this is a new music podcast from George, and it is called, again, The Sounds of Ambience. This song is called Angel's Breath, and it's by Paul Avangeros. You're listening to Podcast Themes 2, episode 15 of IRC FM. Hope you're enjoying the different theme this week.
Thank you.
And that theme tune very much fitted the name of the podcast by the sounds of that, Sounds of Ambience. Now we move on to another musical podcast from a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, and this particular podcast is called Electrical Language. Now you'd think that Electrical Language would be a podcast for electricians, but no. It's a weekly music podcast, like many of them are, with 5 to 6 pod-safe songs. Now, the name Electrical Language is taken from the Bebop Deluxe song Electrical Language, which begins with the words, "I speak to you through electrical language. Sometimes you hear me when our frequencies meet." And it sounds quite cool. And this song is only very, very short. Indeed, it doesn't have a title, but it's from Tragic Tragic Shell Suit Disaster. Gee, that was a tongue twister. Again, not one for the pub on a Friday night. And it's lucky that I do record this podcast sober. This is the theme from Electrical Language. Now, as you've heard by the songs so far, they have been wide and varied. And wide and varied are the podcasts from the Association of Music Podcasting, AMP. At the moment, the association has over 50 members in the US, the UK, over Europe, and also in Australia, i.e. me. And each week, on a Monday, the members put together a show called AMP New Music Weekly, where each week a different host presents a selection of music from the member podcast. So who knows what you're going to get on a particular edition of AMP New Music Weekly each week. The members are varied, the hosts are varied, and the music is varied as well. But if you would like a wide selection of PodSafe music, apart from IRC FM, who knows, you may even hear a song on AMP that was played on IRC FM, and that has already happened, and you may hear a song on IRC FM that was played on AMP. For more information about the Association of Music Podcasting, or the AMP New Music Weekly, go to musicpodcasting.org. And we go to another music podcast. This is from the Suffolk and Cool podcast, which is another music podcast from the UK. There's quite a few around. And don't forget to check out Made in the UK as well, which presents the best of British music and the best of British podcasters in the music sphere. This particular song is called Happy, and it's by Peter Bratcher from the Suffolk and Cool podcast. You're listening to episode 15 of IRC FM. Now we'll get into some longer songs. Take it away, Pete. Thank you. Now that was cool. Suffolk and Cool's theme tune there, that was rather cool, what can I say? Now the next podcast sounds rather interesting and definitely one for me to check out as well. It's actually called Showcase 55. And Showcase 55 is a bit different to the other music podcasters that I've played so far. This is actually a showcase of music that performs or is performed at the George and Vulture Hotel in Shoreditch in England. And I've got to say, I love those English pub names like the Elephant and Castle, the Elephant and Bullwinkle, the Elephant and Running, the Cock and Bull, who knows, there's lots of different pub names. It seems like you can throw any two objects together, put an end in the middle, and there's the name of your pub. But Showcase 55 brings you the best music from the live music every Thursday in the Georgian Vulture, as I said. And the website also allows you to find out more about the gigs and the artists. And again, they are a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. If you like live recordings, if you like live stuff as opposed to studio-based music, Showcase 55 may indeed be one to check out. This is the theme song for Showcase 55. It doesn't have a title, but it's by Chasing Faces. You are listening to IRC FM, and you'll be hearing the IRC FM theme tune in full a bit later on.
In shreds I sit for a knuckle cold and watch your light through a tear in the curtain and through the eyes of someone with nothing but a temporary disguise. And if only you'd look, maybe you could shed some light and see me right this mansion some sleepless night. The chair grows wider. Just like before, pretending I can't solve this by walking through the door, knowing what I won't miss. And if only she'd see that I am not the only one, and you can't be happy when the best of you. The table's wider, the more
to, or call myself to the only place I know, and it's you.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to ERK FM.
G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to ERK FM. You too can enjoy the music from ERK FM by going to www.channelerk.com.
That song was Bug Lips by Chris Jurgensen, and that is the theme music for the podcast, again out of England, and it is a music podcast as well. And I've actually recognised some of the themes from the different shows as songs that I'd love to feature on IRC FM by themselves another time, and that song is probably one of them. Now, the next podcast actually was born out of IRC Pod, which is my original talk podcast. Now, November 2008 was National Podcasting Post Month, NAPOD POMO, otherwise known to us in the IRC Pod community as Nana Poo Poo. Now, I decided to do this particular challenge, 30 podcasts in 30 days. Sounds easy, right? Well, not necessarily. Now, when I first started podcasting, I was doing IRC Pod, my talk podcast, and then in 2008, I decided to set myself a challenge to do a daily show for 5 minutes, and anyone who's heard me talk on IRC Pod would know that restricting me to 5 minutes or so is a challenge in itself. And that lasted every day, almost every day, until May 2008, and I stopped. It was just becoming too much. And so when the challenge of NAPOD POMO came around, I thought, well, okay, I can do that pretty easy. With a couple of days exceptions, when my computer died, I managed to do it every day for 5 months. So I can do it for 1 month, no problem. But what I thought I'd do, I thought that I'd get some other members of the IRC Pod Commando team, as they were to become, or the IRC Pod family, I thought I'd get some of them involved as well. And I thought that I would give them the challenge as well, so they can produce their own shows however they like, upload them, do the show notes and everything like that, just as I've been doing with IRC Pod at the time. And one of the people that I put the challenge out to was my co-host Drew. Shout out, Drew. And he and Ben, the podcast trader, got together and they produced a daily show called The November Adventure. And while it's not work safe, it is very, very funny. It's just them being them, basically, and telling you what's going on in their daily lives, and possibly playing a Australian Podsafe song as well at the end of it. Or that was the intention anyway. But the rather cool theme music for The November Adventure was actually written especially for the podcast by a friend of Drew's who is a DJ. He's currently known as Josh, and the name of the song is called Deeper, which is especially for The November Adventure. Like many of the particular songs, you don't get to hear this particular song all the way through on the actual podcast. Now, I'm happy to say that Drew and Ben managed to get through NAPOD POMO, just like the rest of us. Myself with Echo Romeo Kilo, and my friend Orange Tim with the dispatches from Agent Orange, and Squeak with a podcast for November. Because at least two of us tried to keep to the November theme and two of us didn't. Now, The November Adventure with Drew and Ben and Echo Romeo Kilo with me, they continue, not necessarily daily anymore, definitely not daily anymore. In my case, I've changed the show slightly, but it's still an ambient outdoors show where The November Adventure is Ben and Drew being Ben and Drew, and that's perfectly fine. If you don't know Drew and Ben, at this stage, after you listen to their podcast, you'll know them a lot better. Without any further ado, this song is called Deeper by Josh from The November Adventure. Ladles and jelly spoons, here we go. We'll be right back. And that was the theme tune for the November Adventure. As always, there are links to the podcast and also to the artist where available. Unfortunately, the DJ who put that together doesn't have a website, so I can't send you in his direction. But I can send you in the direction of that particular podcast, the Novad. And it's not spelt the way you'd think, so check the show notes for full spelling there. Now we move on to a couple of themes from my particular podcast. Now I featured the theme for ErkPod and Echo Romeo Kilo in episode 1 of ErkFM. And of course, to go to all of my shows and to download the latest episodes or to subscribe or for a link to the individual websites, go to channelerk.com. Now, the way that I came up with the theme tune for this latest podcast was quite interesting. Now, I've been on the interweb for many, many years, and so I know the way things go in relation to copyright and not being able to play certain people's music and all that sort of stuff. But to be fair, my mum isn't a digital native. Then again, neither am I really, but compared to her, I definitely am. And we decided to set up a podcast together called Blast from the Past Podcast. And of course, you can go to channelerk.com and find out all the information about the show there. And what the show is basically about is you will remember your parents saying, "Back in my day, we walk 6 miles uphill to get to school. We walk 6 miles uphill to get to school in the afternoon. And, you know, it used to rain horizontally and snow used to fall in the middle of December in Australia and all that sort of stuff. You know, all the sort of parent stories that you get told. Now, when I was growing up and still to the current day, Mum tells me these stories from the past and I call them history lessons. And so we thought that we'd share them. And I thought that we could compare her past to my past to our present. And that's what Blast from the Past is all about. And each week, at the end of each week, on Saturdays in Australia, I release Blast from the Past, usually on a different theme each week. So how did we come up with the theme tune from Blast from the Past? Well, Mum wanted to play something by the Beach Boys or the Beatles or one of the bands that she grew up with. You know, needless to say, they didn't have Podsafe music or anything like that, or the interweb when she was growing up, so she grew up with what was on the radio or what was on the TV. Needless to say, anything that she basically grew up with that was on the radio or the TV, I can't play because of copyright and licensing, of course. And so she says, "Oh, can we play the Beach Boys?" And I said, "No, you can't do that because of licensing and copyright, that sort of stuff. I'd get sued and, you know, you don't want that." And so she's like, "Oh, okay. Well, what about the Beatles?" And I'm thinking, well, if the Beach Boys are going to sue my backside, well, the Beatles more than likely are. Like, come on. Ringo doesn't even answer his own fan mail anymore, apparently. And I said, "No, what we have to do, we have to find something independent. We have to find something that's Podsafe or under Creative Commons or something like that so we can play." So what we did, we went to the Podsafe Music Network and we did a search under the name of Judy, which is my mum's name, and she co-hosts the podcast. So I thought, a lot of people know me from ErkPod and ErkFM and Echo, but they don't know her. So I thought, we'll have something with her name in the title of the song. And so I did a search on the Podsafe Music Network and found a few songs. And I played the first song, which is called Judy's Got a Stick Shift by the Hot Rods. And she liked it because it was that surfy type of feel that she was looking for with the Beach Boys. And it mentioned her name, and it's a rather cool song. And apart from that, the name of the song, Judy's Got a Stick Shift, she used to drive what she would call a stick shift. and so it really fits in with the show. It's a cool song. I think you'll enjoy it, and I think you'll enjoy that particular podcast, Blast from the Past podcast, especially if you're a fan of ancient history, or I'm so going to get slapped for that one, social history. More information at channelerk.com, but this is the Hot Rods with Judy's Got a Stick Shift.
Judy's got a stick shift. Well, I got a wanna just whip a little in that car, she says. She's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Well, I got a one that just wear a little in that car, she says. She's got a stick shift. She's got a stick shift. She's got a stick shift. She's got a stick shift.
So we move from Blast from the Past and we move to IRC FM, which is this show, of course. Now, the show theme that you heard at the beginning of this episode is not the original theme for IRC FM. You could hear the original theme on episode number one when we did the podcast themes originally. But this is the new version of the IRC FM theme song. Now, you don't need an introduction to IRC FM and all that sort of stuff, because after all, you're listening to it. This particular song is called September by the other Chris Hardy, and we'll be back right after this song.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
That song was called Future by Cut Copy, and thank you to Glenn from Modular Records, and also thank you to The Ordinary Guy for allowing me to play that particular song. That could stand up on its own on an episode of ERK FM, but that was the theme for the Brains Matter podcast. As the name may suggest, Brains Matter is a show which interests me greatly. It is about science, curiosities, fascination, space, technology, science, and who knows what else. The Ordinary Guy has a great ability to be able to interview people and to be able to get them to explain complicated things in ways that ordinary guys like me, who don't necessarily have a science background, are able to understand and enjoy. I don't necessarily understand everything that is on the show. When I look at the show notes or look at my iPod and see what's coming up, but there is a wide range of interviews that OG does, the Ordinary Guy, and I've actually had him on ERKpod, and it was actually my first interview on ERKpod. So go and check out Brains Matter if you need some exercise for your brain. All the podcasts that feature on this particular episode of IRC FM and the artists where applicable. You can find links on the show notes at IRCFM.com. Now we move from one sort of podcast to another. This particular podcast was also born out of NAPOD POMO, National Podcasting Post Month, in 2008 in November. And this is the theme for the Tech in 20 podcast. Again, it's one of these podcasts that has a time limit, and it's not necessarily something that the majority of my podcasts have. Now, the idea is to tell you about a technology topic or a social networking topic in 20 minutes. And the hosts, Jennifer and Lewis from San Antonio in Texas, they, every day in November, they spoke on a different topic for 20 minutes. Sometimes they had guests, sometimes they didn't. And I was actually a guest on one of their shows in November, and I included that as one of my shows for Echo Romeo Kilo. But now that November has finished and the challenge is finished, they now are on a 2 times a week schedule, and the show is quite good. If you want to know something about social media, social technology, or tech in general, and you just weren't sure who to ask, well, Jennifer and Lewis will probably ask the question on that particular topic for you. So the song is from the PodSafe Music Network, and it is called To the Moon by Cy True. You're listening to IRC FM.
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds, guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. Thank you.
It's the song of the day.
Rolling. 1, 2, 3. Huh.
The Undertaker beats your ass while you're walking to the grocery store. I hope a golf ball hits you by accident. I hope you get bit by a raccoon while you're getting chased by some black dudes. And when they catch you and they beat you and they whoop you, I won't feel bad. No, 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 no. Because you shouldn't have pissed me off. No. Yeah. I said you shouldn't have pissed me off.
And that song was Shouldn't Have Pissed Me Off by Beatnik's Turtle. And if you are a podcaster and you're looking for weird and wacky songs like that one for your podcast, either as music or as a theme tune, go to the Beatnik's Turtle website and have a look and a listen there. And you'll probably find something that you'll like. Like that particular song, that was rather cool. That was from the Evo at 11 podcast. And I must admit that I knew of Evo before that. But I didn't necessarily get the Evo at 11 reference straight away. I thought because maybe it was his time and he'd record each week at 11 o'clock. But it took me quite a few weeks to realise that that was actually a Spinal Tap reference where he was talking about himself being at the volume of 11. Now, Evo at 11 is a very, very funny podcast. It is not work safe. And I played the promo for that, which isn't work safe either, at the end of episode 10 of Irk FM, when the end of that episode wasn't work safe either. But it is very, very funny, and it follows the adventures of Evo, who is of course Evo Terra, who is the co-founder of PodioBooks.com, and you've heard many, many promos over the last few weeks of people from PodioBooks, and he is also the co-author of Podcasting for Dummies. So, in a way, you have Evo to blame for me being on Irk FM. But it's a rather cool show, very, very funny. And it is recorded each and every week, and you can also watch live as well. Which is something that I haven't done yet, but I must rectify that Evo was actually recording live when I was recording this episode, so I couldn't watch it this particular week. So this brings us to the end of episode number 15. I hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to go to the website irkfm.com and check out the various podcasts and the artists. I'd like to thank all of the podcasters for allowing me to play their theme tunes, and also the artists, also to the podcasters for basically pointing me in the right direction towards their podcasts. And I know when I come back from the United States, there will be some more podcasts for me to listen to. Of course, you can leave comments on the show notes, irkfm.com, or send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com. I will be in the United States for a bit longer yet. I return to Sydney in the beginning of June. However, having said that, if you do send me an email, or if you do send me a comment, I will read it. Even though the shows are pre-recorded until my return to Australia. Next week's show is episode number 16, and we continue with the Americana theme that we have been going on every second week on IRC FM. I hope you are enjoying the Americana music, and I hope you are also enjoying the music that I've been playing on the alternative episodes. Again, if you would like to hear a completely instrumental episode of IRC FM, let me know, irkpod@gmail.com, and check out my other shows. If you want to hear what I'm up to in real time in the United States, the best place to go would be to channelirk.com and keep an eye on IRCpod and Echo Romeo Kilo. So who knows where I'll be next week, but where will you be at the end of next week? Hopefully listening to IRC FM. Until next time, good night, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.